Hi everyone, Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Today was the final day of media access here at the NovaCare Complex before Sunday afternoon showdown with the Dallas Cowboys. Today we once again heard from Eagles head coach Chip Kelly, who said that while the Eagles may not have a quote-unquote number one receiver, it's better for this offense in the long run if everyone is involved.
We want to be able to get enough guys in there. It's a long season. It's a 16-game season. There's a lot of players. You play four games in the preseason, and if guys weren't playing time, then they'll get playing time. And I think it makes us a better football team in the long run when everybody's contributing. You only have 46 guys dressed on game day. We feel like we've got a lot of depth at receiver right now, and we feel like we've got a lot of depth at tight end. We feel like we've got a lot of depth at running back.
Meanwhile, on the defensive side of the ball, we heard from linebacker D'Amico Ryans and defensive coordinator Bill Davis on how the Eagles will deploy their inside linebackers on Sunday.
We're rolling all three of them in kind of a little bit of a get-back-from-injury mode, and how do we use these three in the right situation. So depending on personnel that comes at us, we kind of send in the inside backers in that kind of a format.
We'll see how it goes throughout the flow of the game. We'll see how the rotation goes. I mean, I expect it to pick up a little bit more.
Moving from the linebackers into the secondary, we heard from safety Malcolm Jenkins, who spoke about the challenges of Dallas not having Dez Bryant and how that means that Tony Romo will look to spread the ball elsewhere.
I mean, it's a little different, but not by much. Obviously, I think the emphasis goes a little bit more on Jason Witten, the backs, and some of the other receivers that they have. And Jason Witten's obviously, I think, one of Tony Romo's favorite targets. And so they're more than capable of moving on without Dez. And so we got to prepare like, you know, we want to win the game.
Connor Barwin also spoke about Tony Romo and the challenges that he presents to this Eagles defense.
Yeah, he's great at buying extra time. You know, he moves around well in the pocket. He's got great pocket awareness. He is a guy that kind of has the whole offense, so to speak, at his fingertips when he lines up every play, so he can change and get anything he wants. And more than anything, he does a great job kind of buying time for himself, which makes it always a challenge for us.
One final note, this will be the first Eagles-Cowboys game for all of the Eagles rookies inside the locker room. We caught up with Nelson Agholor today, who said that it's just another game for him as he begins his NFL career.
I'm focused on my teammates and the guys in this locker room. It's very important to us because it's the next game on the schedule. You know, we lost one already, and now it's time for us to bounce back. I think, you know, our effort's been great, our focus has been great, and what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to change our record.
That'll wrap things up on this 360 update. Be sure to get all of your latest Eagles news right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.